This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That must mean Ray Fittipaldo is here, and indeed he is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. All right, Ray, what about these Jonnu Smith trade rumors from one Smitty to another? Is this do you believe that this could happen? Is this all based on Arthur Smith's affection for Jonnu Smith? What's happening here?
Well, I don't think that there's a good chance of it happening, Joe. I think... that was his agent trying to renegotiate his contract, through the media. So, I'll never say never, but that leaked report there was not generated through the Steelers. So I don't know that anything is going to come of that.
Do you believe they made the call? Do you believe they're interested in another playmaker? And if not him, what's another name or two that comes to mind?
No, I don't believe the Steelers made that call. But Joe, in terms of adding another playmaker, I think you're looking at a receiver. I mean, the tight end position, people are connecting those dots because of Arthur Smith, but they got Pat Freiermuth and Darnell Washington, and they got this Donald Parham guy, and Connor Hayward is still on the roster. So I don't think it would be a tight end, but Joe, you look at receiver. I mean, other than DK Metcalf, there's not a lot of guys with long NFL resumes. I mean, the guy with the longest right now is Calvin Austin. And, his production last year was good, but it wasn't number two receiver good. So, I think there's still that possibility that they will add before training camp. But I don't think any move's going to be made until Aaron Rodgers signs on the dotted line.
When will that be?
I think it's probably going to be, if not before minicamp, Joe, shortly thereafter. I just get the strong sense that Aaron doesn't want to do much of the voluntary stuff. He might not even want to do the mandatory stuff. So, a timeline is so hard with Aaron just because he doesn't have a big circle. But I still think it could be before minicamp in a couple of weeks, but it'll definitely happen before training camp.
Well, that's nice of him to show up for training camp. Will this affect chemistry and such? I'm not talking about, I don't care about people liking each other. I'm talking about timing and terminology and all that. Like every other quarterback in the whole league was at OTAs. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Tua's in a contract dispute. He was there. Josh Allen is getting married. He was there. Everybody else but him was at OTAs, and he's walking into a brand new situation if he ever gets here.
Yeah, well, he did have that one throwing session with DK Metcalf at UCLA way back when. They are both based in Southern California, so it won't be hard for them, those two, to work the final 2 weeks of June and the first few weeks of July. And listen, Ben used to do this with his receivers, take him to a sunny location in between mini camp and training camp, and those guys get like a week or 10 days worth of work in. So, listen, Aaron Rodgers can fly out, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, a bunch of other guys, and they could do their work out in Southern California if it comes to that. But obviously, Joe, yeah, it would be great if they can get the ball rolling in minicamp as well.
Limits, I wouldn't even dream of leaving you out of this conversation.
Ray, of the legal things that you're allowed to tell us from what you saw this week or what players have talked to you and told you, what's the main thing that stands out from OTAs?
You know, I wrote about this yesterday. You know, Peyton Wilson, and, you know, I'm probably guilty of this as well. I kind of just had him pegged as a pass-down linebacker just because of his frame. And, you know, he's wiry. He doesn't look like a three-down linebacker. But they are taking a long look at him this spring to see if he can maybe handle those duties in the base defense. You know, Landon Roberts is gone. They did not re-sign him. Yeah, they added Malik Harrison, and yeah, Cole Holcomb is trying to come back from that injury, but they want to see what Peyton Wilson can do. And I wrote about this in my story. I think he had 78 tackles last year. He had an interception. He had a forced fumble and two fumble recoveries. Joe, he did that in Austin. He did that in 45% of the snaps. You know, if he plays 90% of the snaps, he's well over 100 tackles, probably trending towards like 120, like Patrick Queen and Micah Fitzpatrick. So I was intrigued by that storyline yesterday and, you know, throughout the first week of camp. And obviously, when you talk about the defense and you get away from the quarterback talk, they got to be better at run defense. And that was a big topic this week as well. Cam Hayward talked about it. Peyton talked about it yesterday. They kind of want to wash that bad taste out of their mouths that still lingers from that playoff game in Baltimore.
Ray, I'm very intrigued in some good ways and some bad ways with the potential for this offensive line. I think if you have a really, really good offensive line, you can control games in the NFL. Fatanu's coming back. They're obviously very high on him. It was almost like the Pouncey thing last year. It was like, this dude's going to play. And then Broderick Jones, he seems to be the key to the whole thing. We love Zach Frazier, of course. It has a chance to be a really good offensive line.
Yeah.
What do we make of Broderick Jones and reshaping his body?
Yeah, so he's down to 305, and he played last season between 325 and 330. And, you know, I guess you could say that, you know, he came into the league young. He didn't know how to take care of his body. He's in year three now. He should be able to do that. I'm not sure why it took this long, but you're right, Joe. He has to perform this year. This is the year where the Steelers are going to decide whether they're going to pick up the rookie option on his contract. And if they don't, I think it's going to be a black eye for Omar Khan and Andy Weidel. He was the first draft pick of their first class. They traded up to get him. So it wouldn't be the end of the world if he didn't work out, but they need him to get better. They need him to be one of the foundational pieces of that line. You also mentioned Frazier, who I thought was great as a rookie, and then Troy Fautanu. You know, he talked this week as well, Joe. They're easing him back into things. He's coming off that dislocated kneecap. His full expectation is to be ready for full contact by training camp, and, you know, he's got Pro Bowl, All-Pro type potential if he could stay healthy. That's the only question about this guy. Can he stay healthy? He had some injuries at Washington, and, of course, last year he had the sprained knee in training camp and then the dislocation a couple of weeks later.
Darius Slay, who just wants to be referred to as Slay, said something kind of interesting this week, Ray, about commitment to being there at OTAs. Do you think that he was subtly taking a shot at Aaron Rodgers?
No, you know, I wasn't there for that, but I did hear the audio. I didn't read too much into that because he's not Aaron Rodgers. First of all, he's not under contract, but second of all, he's not the only veteran who was absent this week. You know, it's been reported that T.J. Watt isn't here, D.K. Metcalf, you know, isn't here, and I'm not sure those guys are going to show up next week either. You know, I think they'll both be here for the mandatory minicamp in the middle of June, but I don't have any expectations that they're going to show up for the voluntary stuff. You know, with Slay, he's new. I think he wants to be here for that reason. We'll see if he shows up next week. But a lot of times with these guys who are established, Austin, and it's funny, you could almost tell who's going to be absent by the size of the contract. You know, it's always guys who are very well compensated and have their place very their place is very secure on the team. 90% of the guys are there, and listen, they can get their work done without those superstars for a couple of weeks.
So why do you think Cam Hayward is there then? I mean, saying the same thing with his contract and also being 36.
Yeah. Well, Cam wasn't there last year when he was going through his contract, so you can very much draw that parallel to T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt's basically sitting out for the same reason. You know, if T.J. was in the middle of a five-year contract and the contract wasn't an issue, I think he would be here for at least part of this as well. So, you know, contracts play into it. I think DK just had a baby a few weeks or a few months ago, so I think he's back home taking care of that family stuff. And I don't know, I think we do have to point out, you know, with the CBA, this stuff is voluntary. You know, the mandatory stuff comes at minicamp and, of course, training camp. So they're under no obligations to be here. But the guys who are maybe fringe roster guys or guys who want to still make a good impression, those are the guys who show up.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray, what do you think of Mason Rudolph's mustache?
I think it's glorious. What do you guys think?
Amazing, and it's prompted me to grow one myself. I've got one going right now that's coming in. I think it's a sign that he's feeling a little bit of swagger here, Ray. I like it. What's your impression of Mason overall right now? At times, he seemed to be embittered when he was here, a little bit angry, a little bit left out. He seems to be a man at peace. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think listen, he had a right to be somewhat bitter when he left here, right? Like, he leads them to the playoffs. He has that great end to the 2023 season, and then they go off and sign two other guys who weren't here, and, you know, we see how that worked out. I think with Mason, sometimes, you know, the pastures aren't always greener if you go someplace else, and you know, it was a tough situation for him in Tennessee last year. He comes back here. Things are changing with Arthur Smith, but he knows Mike Tomlin. He knows the lay of the land here, and I'm sure Mason is picking up this offense very quickly. And he's being a mentor to Will Howard and Skylar Thompson for the time being. And, you know, who knows? If something strange happens with Aaron Rodgers, maybe Mason will be right back where he was at the end of 2023 and be QB1 for the Steelers.
Limits, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
Yes, you may.
Ray, are you ready?
I'm ready, Joe.
Your friend TJ works at Bravo, correct?
Correct.
If you had to choose for a party, would it be Olive Garden or Bravo?
Bravo, 100%.
Although the breadsticks are very good at Olive Garden, Limits, aren't they?
Oh, I love the Olive Garden breadsticks.
Both have good breadsticks, yeah.
The wedding soup.
The wedding soup is incorrigible.
Very good.
Yes. Ray, TJ Watt outdoes Myles Garrett in terms of annual compensation, yes or no, which I believe is $40
million. Yeah, I think the Steelers will go beyond the guaranteed money that Myles got, yes.
Well, the guaranteed money is different than the annual salary. Will he outdo him annually?
I don't know that he'll outdo him annually, but I think the guaranteed money is the most important part.
Yes or no, the TJ Watt situation gets just a little bit ugly during camp.
Yeah, I mean, if you think ugly is not being taken care of until late, that certainly could happen. There's also part of me that, Joe, that says, why do you want to take it up to 2 days before the start of the season like they did last time? I think they want to get it done. TJ wants to get it done. I think maybe it gets done a little bit sooner this year.
All right, we have to move into our two-minute drill, Ray, here. Quick right. questions, quick yep. answers. That's okay. Your answer was very interesting, I might add. Who's going to get the majority of carries in the first game of the year? Who's going to be the starting running back, in other words?
Jalen Warren.
Mark Cabali differs from you in that opinion. Why don't you think it'll be Caleb Johnson?
I think Caleb Johnson is going to be in a situation where he shares the carries and the touches. It might be close to 50-50, but Jalen Warren's been waiting his turn, and I think for the opener, or maybe for all of September, they're gonna have him as RB1, but that could certainly change by October, November for sure.
Who has the better season, DK Metcalf or George Pickens?
Oh, I'll go DK because I think CeeDee Lamb's going to get most of the touches down there.
Darius Slay will be a good player, an okay player, or a bust?
Slay will be an okay player.
The Steelers will add a receiver, yes or no?
Yes.
Does a name spring to mind?
The Keenan Allens and the Gabe Davises of the world. Maybe your trade for an Allen was hard.
Bob Woods will be a good player, okay, or a bust?
Okay.
Thank you, Ray. I have no further questions.
All right, guys. Enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
What a wonderful Patriot he is, huh?
Mike, your reaction to Terry Bradshaw mutilating Aaron Rodgers yesterday?
Well, first of all, I got to close the door so the dog didn't come in. First of all,
yeah,
that's the second time someone has been absent from your show for a case of explosive diarrhea.
Correct.
So either there is quite a specific bug going around, or that is just what you say when a guy is off, which if that's the case, it's awesome.
Well, Chris has a very sensitive digestive system. So I think what he does, Mike, is he pushes the envelope with certain foods sometimes, and when it backfires, he pays the price for it. So I know that's pretty inside baseball and graphic, but whatever, I'm just giving you
an explanation. Well, it's a hell of a price to pay.
Yeah, it is.
It's a hell of a price to pay.
And it happened on a golf course today, to make matters even worse, at a public place. The Bradshaw situation, go chew on bark, is what he told Aaron Rodgers. This is a four-time Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, telling one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time that he's not needed here. What's your take?
I love the insult, and I'm going to use it wherever I can. It's just a creative way of encapsulating Terry Bradshaw's apparent opinion that Aaron's a little too kooky for Pittsburgh. Chew on bark is great, and also go whisper to the gods. Stay in California, chew on bark, and whisper to the gods. Now, I don't know what the history is between Bradshaw and Rodgers. Maybe Rodgers disrespected Bradshaw at some point. And it's funny because yesterday, before Bradshaw even said this, we were riffing on whether or not Rodgers would want to wear number 12. Would Bradshaw allow it? And Chris Sims seemed to remember that there was something Bradshaw had said about Rodgers. And maybe he was just having a moment of precognition where he could sense that Bradshaw was about to say what he said about Rodgers. But, you know, anytime you've got someone connected to the Steelers who says something negative about Rodgers, and the two big examples, Cam Hayward saying you either want to be a Steeler or you don't, plus other things, Bradshaw saying what he said, I hear from a lot of Steelers fans who are like, right on, because they're speaking to that reservation they have about a guy who doesn't seem to fit into Pittsburgh. And it's unbecoming to the fans who feel this way for the Steelers to be assuming the position and waiting for as long as they have for Rodgers to say, okay, I'll come be your quarterback.
Along those lines, we have what you could, I think, look at as a passive-aggressive shot at Rodgers from Darius Slay today, the former Eagle Super Bowl champion. Quote, this is where championship football starts. Everybody has to buy in, and this is the time to buy in. He said that in front of Steelers media on the Steelers practice fields while Aaron Rodgers is among presumed starting quarterbacks in 2025, Mike, literally the only one who is not at an OTA event. Everyone else has said, yes, this is voluntary, but it is worth my time as a leader of a team because I play quarterback and make a ton of money. And he is the only one who has decided, no, it's not worth my time. I'm not ready to sign.
Now, on one hand, Brett Favre didn't show up for the Vikings until mid-August of 2009.
But he knew Brad Childress's offense inside and out, Mike. That's a big difference, right. Is it not?
Right. And he was retired. And there wasn't this very public dance between the Vikings and Favre. The Vikings didn't make an open-ended, unlimited offer to Brett Favre in the middle of March. So what bothers me, and I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of how a Steeler fan would feel. What bothers me is everything this with this guy is a mystery. And he likes to make it a mystery. And that gets exhausting. Like, everything with him is a conspiracy theory, and everything with him is a mystery. And he's at this event with the guy known as Mike Studd, and he's answering questions, and he's playing word games, and he's being coy. Like, just tell us what you're going to do, and tell us when you're going to show up. Like, it doesn't have to be a mystery. You're either coming or you're not. And if you're not coming today, tell us when you're coming. We're sick of waiting. We're sick of being in limbo. We're sick of not knowing who the quarterback is going to be. I was up in Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago, and everybody I saw who recognized me, hey, all two of them, hey, are we getting Rodgers? Are we getting Rodgers? Are we getting Rodgers? Like, they just want to know. And I think that would go a long way toward placating them. It kind of hit me today on the show, and I probably used a word I shouldn't before exhausting. Starts with F and ends with ing. But it's exhausting to deal with this guy. Just tell us what you're going to do. I feel like that's the manifestation of what the fans are feeling.
It is. Right now, for example, we have a poll question. Who do you want as the Steelers' week one quarterback? And more people want Mason Rudolph than Aaron Rodgers, which speaks to the depth of what you're saying. They'd prefer a guy who was benched for Duck Hodges over a four-time MVP, and I think it's because of this song and dance and limbo he's left them in. Mike, he wore out my patience. The personal stuff, okay, you give a man space, you let him sort through whatever's going on that's troubling him in his inner circle and his life at home, in his private life. But then you start going to concerts in the Kentucky Derby and you show up and you do 3 hours on Joe Rogan where you talk about frog embryos and UFOs. And now I don't feel like I want to give you a personal stuff pass anymore because you're electing to do things outside of your home life. And it's not signing and committing yourself to playing a final year with the Steelers. That's what has my
The other concern I have, and you know, maybe this all disappears the moment he shows up and he starts throwing passes. And
you've said that before.
As he goes by people's helmets. Right. Maybe that all ends. But you mentioned the Joe Rogan thing. I mean, this guy said with a straight face that the vaccine may have nanobots that gather together under a certain frequency and serve as tracking devices. He said that. Straight face.
And even Rogan thought that was insane. He was like, what?
Yes. Rogan wouldn't even go that far. And this is a guy who, according to DeShone Kizer, former teammate with the Packers, said after the fact that Rodgers asked him, like first time he met him, do you think 9/11 was an inside job? This is a guy who, according to CNN's Pamela Brown, who was at the Kentucky Derby in 2013, just after the Sandy Hook incident happened, Pamela Brown reported, because something bubbled up a year and a half ago, reported that Rodgers was sharing, and this is the words of the report, deranged conspiracy theories about Sandy Hook not happening. So do you want that in your locker room? I don't know. It's not for me to decide. It's not for me to decide. And hey, the Steelers have had some characters in their locker room over the year.
Yeah.
And talent will transcend all. But I'm not aware of any Steelers quarterbacks who were selling that specific kind of stuff to the other players. And I just wonder what it's going to do to the team when he's the godlike figure in the middle of a locker
room. Mike, I'm disappointed, and I know that Art finds a way to lawyer his way out of answers, but I'm surprised that no one in Steelers media has asked him direct questions about that, about what you just said there. This is a guy that has X thoughts on Y and whatever else. What do you make of that? Just to like get the owner on the record of having to deal with everything that comes with having Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback.
And it's so wild, Andrew, because when he showed up, Rodgers, in New York to deal with the notoriously rough and tumble New York media.
They backed off.
They treated him with kid gloves.
You're right. Remember, he said the stuff about vaccines, and then you've got the Johnson family that owns that team, and they basically dropped it. I was stunned by that.
Anybody who criticizes me is being bought and paid for by Big Pharma. He goes to work for Big Pharma, and that was never brought up.
Yep.
The stuff about, I mean, look, Robert Saleh, who was the coach of the Jets at the time, had an epiphany that pushed him toward coaching after 9/11. He's going to play for one of the two teams in the city where 9/11 happened. And he never got a single question about possibly being a 9/11 truther. Are you kidding me? So this is all fair game. And it'll be interesting to see what happens when he has his introductory press conference. Because if the reporters there are truly speaking as the ombudsman of the fan, somebody's going to ask him about some of this crazy stuff that would cause Terry Bradshaw to suggest that instead of playing for the Steelers, he chew on bark and whisper to the gods.
Mike, no TJ Watt at voluntary workouts. We had his brother JJ again on McAfee show bring up how something could have been done cheaper last offseason, and that could have made the player happier because he gets paid and there's no residual resentment, even when a deal gets done, that they made him twist in the wind. Are you convinced that when it's all said and done, everything will be hunky-dory and the Steelers will make TJ Watt the highest paid defensive player in the NFL?
Well, look at what happened last time. He showed up and he held in for all of training camp in the preseason, and they finally got a deal done. Now, the risk of a hold-in, a strategic hold-in, where the player and the team agree he's present, but he's not going to practice until he has a deal done. At some point, it's time to get a helmet and go play. So if they don't reach an agreement just before week one, like we got to go play football here. That's the challenge and that's the risk. But why not just get the thing worked out? But JJ's right. It always costs more the longer you wait. And so it does make you wonder, like, was it just a bad decision? Did they not anticipate what was going to happen with the market? Or are they inching toward a point where maybe they don't want to pay him? But if they didn't want to pay him, the time to trade him was before the draft, not after the draft. Then again, the time to trade George Pickens was before the draft, not after the draft.
Kenny Pickett in Cleveland today said, I was shown how it's supposed to be done in Cleveland. We now have Stefanski, as you would expect, saying very gushing things about Pickett. That was also part of the Bradshaw rant on this little Arkansas radio station where he said the Steelers failed Kenny Pickett and not the other way around. What is your take on all of that, Mike?
Well, I think Pickett had some of the blame. I can't imagine that the organization collectively would be wrong in its assessment that it was Pickett, especially when he had 2 years left on a very affordable, low first-round rookie deal. I believe that the Browns will not go to training camp with the four guys that are currently competing to be the first-string quarterback. And also, Deshaun Watson is kind of lurking out there and trying to get himself healthy, which could make things very interesting. But between Pickett, Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders, I think one of them is going to be gone. I think either Flacco or Pickett will be gone. And anytime a team is going out of its way to say good things about a guy,
that's a good point.
It makes me think they're trying to pump up the value for the trade talks are going to happen between the end of the offseason and start a trade.
God, that would mean three trades before his rookie contract is up. Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be wild.
Bring Kenny Pickett home.
Oh, geez. All right, Mike. Thank you so much. Appreciate you moving around for us today. We'll talk again next week. You're the best.
No problem, man.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is the year of the quarterback, Doran. Next year, we're hoping with the draft in Pittsburgh, we get that big clock out there. They're going to get their franchise guy. But just narrowing it down to the NFL, Kenny Pickett has a legitimate chance to start in Cleveland. Justin Fields will start day one in New York with the Jets. And Russell Wilson is going to start day one with the Giants. The Steelers already look like they have no idea what they're doing at the quarterback position, but boy, if any of those three, frankly, performs well, they're going to look like total jabronis, man.
Yes, yes.
And I think Justin Fields is going to look pretty good. I'm not sure about Russ, but he'll have his moments like he did last year. And I'm starting to buy into Kenny. Definitely not embarrassing himself in Cleveland because he's got an offensive coach who knows what he's doing, who's a two-time coach of the year.
Yep.
So I'm going to be paying even more special attention to those teams than I normally do. And I'm a guy who takes my shirt off because I get so excited about the NFL season. There are going to be a lot of second screens on former Steelers quarterbacks, I think, this year.
Well, I'm also going to pay attention to, like, even in New York, like, is Jackson Dart going to get an opportunity? Because he was the guy that went after the Steelers picked. You know, stuff like that. You know, even Jalen Milroe, does he get an opportunity? Sam Darnold, obviously, was a guy that was rumored to maybe be the next Steelers quarterback.
Daniel Jones.
Like
Geno Smith.
There's so many quarterbacks that could have been a Steelers quarterback that we'll be playing this year, and it's going to be interesting.
Even Matthew Stafford, man.
Matthew Stafford's another one. So, and I have a feeling that all of them are going to do well at some point. All of them are going to do well, especially the ones that you named that are very close to the Steelers in the last 2 years, Kenny, Russ, and Justin Fields. They're all going to do well, and it's a shame that, you know, none of those guys are going to be on this roster, and you could have had them all for fairly cheap.
Right.
That's the other dagger.
Which one hurts the most if they play well?
Kenny, because you drafted him and you gave up on him too soon before you got a new offense coordinator in here, before you got new, you know, players in here. Like,
he played exactly one game.
And he'd still be under rookie contract, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He played exactly one game without Matt Canada.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty good. They still didn't score a lot of points. You had a weird something happen with Deontay in the end zone, didn't you? I can't remember that far back. I've smoked too much weed.
Didn't recover the fumble or something, right? Was it that one?
I can't remember.
Oh, wait. No, the toe tap?
It was a toe tap.
Yeah.
It was a toe tap, which ironically is what happened to Mitch Trubisky in that Jets game. He put a BB in there to Deontay Johnson, and Deontay Johnson couldn't get the second foot in bounds, and then Deontay Johnson wanted to be all tough in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
So, my God, that came full circle. Yeah, I think Kenny would obviously hurt the most.
Yeah.
Second would be Justin Fields.
For sure.
If Fields goes out, he's running wild, he's scoring touchdowns. He looks like he did even in Chicago, where he's rushing for 1,000 yards. You could have had him. And $40 million, $30 million guaranteed for a starting quarterback is nothing. Nothing. And Art Rooney II at the end of the year said, we want one of those two guys back. I think if Russ plays well, it doesn't hurt me that much. Like, I don't think whatever he does, the process was right to move on from him after the last five games last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't all his fault. I mean, we've talked about it, that he wasn't allowed to audible. That's on them. He had injuries. That's nobody's fault. Except, I guess, kind of the front office for not getting a backup plan to George Pickens, and they're in a similar situation now. But that one won't hurt me. I do want him to fail. No offense, Russ.
Why?
Because I want Jackson Dart to play, and I want Jackson Dart to play really well to take them out of the quarterback running next year. That's another thing. I think Kenny Pickett would have to move mountains this year for a team with two first-round picks next year in Cleveland to not draft a quarterback.
Are you sure? He's still very young. He's still very young. Could be your franchise quarterback if you just play decent and you could surround him with all kinds of talent.
Let's say he's good. Good, good. Like 25 touchdowns, 8 picks. Let's say he had Bo Nix season from last year, Kenny. What an interesting spot for them. Because you got two first-round picks, and you're right, you can use those first-round picks now to surround him with talent. But now you're in that weird sort of Jordan Love-ish territory where now I'm paying Kenny Pickett even though he's only played 1 year here. And you're going to have to pay him like Brock Purdy money even though he's not accomplished what Brock Purdy did. That'd be wild to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I think while it would make the Steelers look bad, strangely, if it takes them out of the running, it's all for the best, I guess.
Right. Like, and we talked about that a couple weeks ago. There's going to be new teams that pop up that are going to need quarterbacks next year. There's going to be teams that maybe passed on quarterback this year that will be back in the quarterback running next year. Like, who says the Jets? Like, if Justin Fields doesn't do well. So that's why you're right. It is the year of the quarterback because of the dominoes that will fall that will end up leading to what decision the Steelers will make for the future of the franchise. Like, every single every single piece of the puzzle is on the board right now. And in the middle, you just see Steelers. And you know you have to connect all those pieces to the Steelers piece of the puzzle. Seriously.
You can, honestly, I pulled up all the teams in the NFL here just so it's easier to reference. I can close my eyes, swing my hand around, play pin the tail on the donkey. All right, the New Orleans Saints. Go, Spencer Rattler. Go, Tyler Shuck. Like, every team in the NFL that is presumed quarterback needy, root for the guy they have there now.
Yep.
To have that out of nowhere, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith-esque season so that they go, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. The one team I think we have to pay attention to because they're not going to get moved off their spot is Los Angeles, the Rams. Like, they just paid Stafford all that money, but you could totally see them doing the heir apparent thing there behind him.
Do they do a 1 year or 2 year deal?
It's beyond one. It's beyond one, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Las Vegas, go Geno.
I mean, my team to pay attention to, like, where I think is a huge wild card.
Can I ask?
Yes, for next year.
Vikings?
No.
Colts?
Nope.
They're not even a wild card. Jacksonville?
No.
Oh. I mean, even them. I mean, they paid Lawrence, but what if Lawrence sucks out loud? And they just got Travis Hunter.
It's close. It's close. Like, it's kind of the same situation as Jacksonville.
You're not going to say the Chargers, are you?
The Dolphins.
Oh, for sure.
Like, they are a huge wild card, in my opinion. With Tua, his availability, they paid him all this money. I think that they are definitely going to draft a quarterback next year. I don't think they're going to be that good this year.
If Tua doesn't play well and they say, screw it, we're waving the white flag, and they've now entered the fray as a quarterback needy team in next year's draft, there's a non 0% chance to as the Steelers quarterback in 2026. There's so much moving and shaking, and not all these guys are going to play well. There will be a surprise or two, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we think we got it all figured out. And then you think about the college watching. Like, we love college football. College football is the damn best. This year, again, a lot of games that would normally not have made my second or third screen are going to be on there. Like, South Carolina playing North Carolina AT&T wouldn't have been something that I would watch. Now I will.
Yep.
For Lenora Sellers. Arizona State, you're staying up late to watch them. They got Levitt, who people seem to think can be a guy. The year of the quarterback is upon us, Dorn. And I'm very excited about it.
Me too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Second and goal with the one. He's in the gun. Hands it off. Plunge off the left side. That's a touchdown for Pitt and Derek Davis to give the Panthers the lead with 32 seconds to go.
Listen to that jubilation.
It's great.
38-34, the final score of last year's backyard brawl. We now know the kickoff time for that game. It's 3:30 on September 13th. We know the kickoff time for the first two games of the season as well. Joining us to get into that and much more is Pat Narduzzi, head coach of Pitt football. Good morning to you, Pat. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing outstanding. How about you guys?
We're doing fantastic.
We're doing great. It sounds like you're not going to be hanging out with EJ Borghetti as much anymore. We're burying a lead here. That was the biggest news that came out yesterday. EJ moving on up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm really happy for him and his family. It's a great opportunity. You know, he's worked, you know, Pitt athletics and Pitt football for a long time. He did an unbelievable job, as you guys all know. And, you know, we're sad to see him go, but I'm happy for him and his family, and we wish him all the luck.
Coach, the first three games of the kickoff times were announced yesterday, and you know, Duquesne, you kick off the season. I'm so shocked that it's taken this long for Pitt to play Duquesne. I mean, we're neighbors, we're brothers, we're sisters, and I'm honestly excited to see Duquesne at Acrisure Stadium for the first time ever in my lifetime. But I'm so shocked that it took this long for this game to happen.
Yeah, well, I haven't been here that long, so you know, I'm excited to play Duquesne. Jerry Schmidt is a great guy, tremendous football coach. They'll be really excited. We know that. I mean, you talk about Pittsburgh ball bringing it all together, and so I'm excited about you know having a really front yard brawl, I guess, right, with Duquesne right here in Pittsburgh. So it should be a lot of fun. Heck of an opener at noon, and I'm looking forward to it.
Pat, I was talking with one of my good friends who's a Pitt fan, and he said, you got Holstein back, and you look around the country, how many quarterbacks are coming back for another year? I mean, do you think that gives you guys a leg up as you move into this season?
You know, it's amazing you say that. I mean, it used to be the quarterbacks were your guy, and, you know, Eli being a redshirt sophomore and being back, we're excited, obviously. But it's so sad that you have to kind of say that, you know, quarterbacks don't return. They just transfer somewhere else. And but we're fired up for Eli now. Gosh, to have him back. People forget, I think he was just a freshman last year, you know, getting his first start, you know, and first year under his belt. So we'll be way better at that position and on offense. I think with another year of Cade Bell, you know, running the show over there with the offensive staff, and Eli's an unbelievable player. We saw him make plays. He's like the magician in the pocket at times. So, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, version number two of Eli.
Coach, the last game of this series of the backyard brawl this year, and then it goes away and then comes back in 2029. Do you have a relationship with Rich Rodriguez, who's now back at West Virginia? Have you guys crossed paths? Have you ever coached against each other?
Yeah. You know, we get the 2 years off, which I think somehow, some way, maybe you guys can get this done today on the radio. Let's get it going again next year. I mean, there's got to be a way to move your schedule around, get rid of somebody. Let's put this game back on the schedule again. I'd love to get that done and not have a layoff for 2 years before we bring it back. But yeah, I know Coach Rodriguez pretty darn well. He was at Michigan when I was at Michigan State, so we, you know, obviously hit each other on the road and played each other up there, and actually played him when I was in Cincinnati. We played West Virginia. So I've known Rich Rod for a long time, and heck of a football coach. He's brought a lot of, you know, passion back there, you know, into Morgantown, and I know they're excited, you know, to get it going. I know he'll be ready to go.
I know, at least I think, you both seems similar to me, Pat, that you're both old school guys coaching in the new modern version of college football. I think they're going to have like 80 new players on the roster this year. And I imagine that he's doing it through gritted teeth. And Dorn and I were talking, I mean, do you ever get a day off anymore with the state of things?
Well, we try not to have 80 players, or, you know, that are brand new, so that gives you at least 2 days off at some point during the year. Now we get our days off. Trust me, we get our days off as, you know, when the portal closes, opens up, you know, all that stuff. It's crazy, but if you're organized like we are and detailed, you have time to breathe and really do the things you'd love to do. I mean, when you have time off, we want to coach football. We want to talk about the X and O's and strategize.
You talked to Kevin Stefanski last week, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, Kenny Pickett is a quarterback on their roster this year. And, you know, you talked to him just to kind of inform him what type of player he was getting. And do you think that Kenny's going to have a legit opportunity in Cleveland to really revitalize his career at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about revitalizing. You know, he hadn't been in the NFL that long. You know how long, Dorn, it takes to really get your feet, you know, solidified. I mean, he's going to a new offense up there with a new head coach. And but the thing that we all know about Kenny is, you know, he grows every year. he'll be a year better up there. He's matured. He's in, and he's a competitor. That's why he left Philadelphia. He didn't leave Philadelphia because they didn't want him. He left Philadelphia because he wanted an opportunity to start. And he's a risk taker, I would say, because he could have stayed in Philadelphia, won another Super Bowl probably. But that's not what he's worried about. Is, you know, putting a ring on his finger, and he wants to go play football, and that's what you got to love about him. The guy wants to get on the field and wants to help his team win. And Kenny's going to do great up there.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pat Narduzzi, head football coach at the University of Pittsburgh, joining us here on the show. How are things going with Allen Green? Things have changed a lot at Pitt and everywhere, really, over the course of the last year. I wouldn't say you guys are in the infancy of your relationship any longer. How do you like working with this guy?
You know what? We really had a great time. I mean, he got here, about mid-season, so he hadn't been here a year. And you talk college football, you talk change. I mean, everything you've talked about is the change in this and change in that, and then we've also got that change in athletic director spots, but that one's been outstanding. He's had that experience in the SEC. He's been at Auburn, been at Tennessee, and we're grateful to have him here in Pittsburgh for sure. I just think the vision that he's got, our Chancellor Gable's got, we're kind of moving in the same direction as what we need to do. And he's been outstanding. They had a big golf outing out at Laurel Valley a couple weeks ago. He's out there. I think he shot 85. He's a lot better golfer than I am. Okay, I can tell you that. But he works at it. He gets the big picture, and he's got a vision and he's got ideas for the future here at Pitt.
Coach, I wanted to ask you this last week whenever I saw you. How do you watch football? Whenever you're not coaching football, like it's different for everybody that has been involved in the game at one point. Like, do you sit back? Like, say you have a night kick on a Saturday, will you sit back and like watch some other college games as a coach from a coach's perspective, or as just like, hey, I love football and I just want to watch it.
I love football and I want to watch it, but you have to watch it as a football coach. I mean, you're watching everything. I mean, it's just like I'm sitting in the press box. And as I watch a game, I'm looking at the formation, naming the formation, naming the backfield set, the splits, looking at coverages, looking at what they're doing offensively or defensively. So I think it's hard not to watch it as a coach when you've been a coach. I think as a kid, you watched it just to watch the game and see, what the quarterback's going to do and who's going to, throw it to or hand it off to. But you watch it as a coach it's not like it's work. It's still fun.
You think that's how I watch it, Dorn?
Yeah, that was exactly
what
I was
saying. That's right. I'm breaking down formations.
Yeah, you're breaking down splits and everything.
Now,
yeah.
My feet are up. There's a cold beer in my hand.
Yep.
Pat Narduzzi, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. I did want to ask you one more brawl question. People are so excited. I'm 3:30.
I was waiting for it to come, Adam. I was waiting.
A 3:30 kickoff.
That's a good one.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I think you might find that the fans are a little less liquored up this time than last time. I think it was, a 6 p.m. kickoff? Whenever it got back to Morgantown. Yeah. But I just wanted your thoughts on how this rivalry, now that you played it three times as the head coach at Pitt, compares to other rivalries you've been a part of, Michigan State, any of the other ones.
Yeah, they'll definitely be probably less liquored up, probably less likely, to throw a full bear can at you on the field. Hopefully they'll still be interested in drinking it first, and maybe it's an empty one. I tell you what, Adam, this rivalry goes, probably right at the top or near the top of rivalry games I've played in. And if, the people in Pittsburgh have never been to the Backyard Brawl, it is one of the best, if not the best, in the country, in my opinion. And again, what makes a great rivalry? There's a lot of hate in this rivalry. I've been around a lot of rivalries, but the hate that West Virginia has for Pitt, the disrespect, to me, that makes a rivalry. Sometimes it's not clean. I know there's a lot of Pitt fans that don't want to travel down to Morgantown, because of that, but it's right up there at the top. I mean, I was in the Michigan State rivalry for 8 years prior to coming here, and that Penn State, Pitt one, which we still try to figure out why we don't play that game still, but we should be playing West Virginia and Penn State every single year. And I'll go on record saying I'm ready to go right now. Let's line it up, especially in these 2 extra years we have here where we're not playing anybody. So It's a big time robbery for sure, Adam.
What are you smiling for, Dorn?
I'm just kind of pondering why that Penn State doesn't want to play Pitt, right now. I can't figure out a reason why.
I can't either. I just looked at their schedule the next 2 years. They got plenty of space. Plenty of space. Does Penn State? All right, Pat. We appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much, and hopefully we can catch up a time or two here on the show before the season kicks off.
You got it. Thanks for having me on, and have a great weekend.
You too.
Go to Pitt.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks,
Pat Narduzzi. He always finds a way to get that one in there.
I think he was like biting his lip a little bit about that. Chiming in.
Well,
the last comment.
That's why you and I mean, we did the journalist thing there.
Yeah.
We kind of give it half a sec, see if he's going to say anything else. I respect the hell out of Pat Narduzzi because he goes on record and says, yeah, let's play the Backyard Brawl again next year. Let's play it the year after. And then at the end, he throws, we can play Penn State and West Virginia.
Yeah.
And I love it. I know West Virginia feels the same about Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State obviously does not. Penn State next year plays, well, let's do it this way. Penn State this year plays Nevada, FIU, and Villanova. Scooch one of them out, play Pitt. Next year, they play Marshall, Temple, and Buffalo.
Wow.
The next year, Syracuse, Delaware, Temple. Then Ball State, Syracuse, UMass. Get the hell out of here.
What are we doing?
Get the hell out of here. And I'm just going to throw this out here right now. I know there's all this SEC, Big Ten jockeying right now. We need the automatic bids. The SEC is a much better football conference than the Big Ten. Now, I realize the Big Ten has won the last two national championships. I get that. But from a depth perspective, the SEC, for my money, a much deeper conference. Penn State last year played two games that really friggin' tested them. Seriously. I know they had trouble with Minnesota, but you get Ohio State, you get Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. Other than that, they're a demonstrative favorite in every other game they play. You can make room for a regional rival at a time where regional rivalries are going by the wayside all throughout college football. And I don't want to hear the Penn State fans don't care. You're playing Temple. You're playing Buffalo.
UMass.
You're playing Marshall. You're playing Delaware. You're playing Syracuse. You think friggin' Penn State fans want to watch Syracuse come to Beaver Stadium? No. And they'll tell us, oh, we're going to sell it. Now I'm on my soapbox. They'll tell us they're going to sell out no matter what. When West Virginia went down there 3 years ago now, it was one of the top five biggest crowds they've ever had at Beaver Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Regionality.
This Paul Skeen stat there ever was, and I'm going to present it to you at the top of the hour. Jeff Hathorn, is he joining us? What's happening here?
Here we go. Oh, Jeff said that he is sorry. I just called him. He was doing interviews.
Oh, so live from OTAs, Jeff Hathorn.
Yes, so Jeff Hathorn will be joining us soon. He said that he's currently feeding sound into us.
Sure, that's great. I wonder if there was anything interesting said today. Anything incendiary said today. Anything incrunculent said today. Do you think?
I think so.
50-minute mark coming up on that, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township, hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, these are two very interesting quotes. One from Kenny Pickett. I think we heard this yesterday, but it felt rushed. It felt at the end of the show. I heard on a national program this morning, this making the rounds, as him absolutely and indisputably taking a shot at the Steelers. I'm not sure he was wrong. I'm not sure he's the right messenger. But let's hear it. This was Kenny Pickett with Browns reporters.
I'm extremely grateful for my time in Philly. I think I just, was shown how it's supposed to be done, really, from the top down. So when you get a chance to see what it's supposed to look like and how it should look on a day-to-day basis, not just on Sundays, I think it'll pay dividends for me, in the future.
Listen. Sometimes in sports talk radio, people will blow up a quote or make it more than it is or a topic more than it is. That was Kenny Pickett indisputably taking a shot at the Steelers. Wait a second. Ooh, I just got handed a news item, a limitless wonder, by Andrew Lindbergh.
He's coming in here now. Andrew.
Washington Capitals say 25-26 will be Ovechkin's last year in the NHL.
Really?
Is that via Yahoo Sports or via the Capitals? I don't know.
Yahoo Sports and the Capitals. Wow.
How about that?
1 year left for Ovi. So those ticket prices are going to be expensive.
So Sid's going to outlast Ovi, it looks like.
Yeah, he will.
I wonder what the ramifications are there with goals and points. I know he's not going to catch him in goals or even come close, but I wonder when it comes to running totals at the end of their careers, what this means for the Sid-Ovi comparison.
That conversation that Sid and Ovi want to have sitting on the porch or wherever, reminiscing about their careers, is coming a lot faster than maybe we all thought was going to.
I have a canker sore limits. Do you know what those are?
No.
Are they still called canker sores?
I don't know. Could you describe it further to me?
A little sore on my inside of my lip up here.
Oh, like a cold sore.
Cold sore, yeah. My mom used to call them canker sores.
Does it hurt?
Yes.
How bad?
Enough that it's affecting whenever I open my mouth to talk. It's rubbing against my teeth. Yeah, I hate that.
It just like slowly irritates you and then gets worse and worse.
Yes.
It's like the itch that you can't scratch.
I'll tell you, salt water is magical on those things.
Salt water?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Where are you getting salt water, or are you just pouring table salt into the
water?
Where
am I getting salt water? There's salt in the kitchen, and I'm pouring it in a cup of water.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to the ocean. And
no. Just you don't need magical salt water. You just need salt and a thing of warm water.
Is that salt water magical in the ocean?
I don't know. Let's get back to Ovi, because that's a big story. But first, Pickett. I mean, he went to lengths there to say the Eagles, they showed me what it's about in the NFL from the top of the organization down on a daily basis, how it's supposed to be done. I mean, come on. Do you agree that's not even indirect? That's a direct shot at the Steelers.
Oh, it's 100% a shot. 100% a shot at the Steelers. Now, what I'm wondering is this a shot at Mike Tomlin, or is this a shot at Matt Canada and the organization?
Oh, please.
It's got to be Tomlin, right?
If you're taking a shot at the Steelers organization, you're taking a shot at Tomlin. I don't think it ended well, Limits. I think it was, as we recall, we're bringing in Russell Wilson, and he's going to be in pole position. Oh, really? Then I'd like to be traded. And by the next morning, I think he was traded, correct?
Oh, that's correct.
Is that how it went?
That is how it went down.
Let me hear that quote again, and somebody try to tell me this isn't Kenny. What?
We have a correction from Capitals PR. The Capitals, just so we get this right for everybody, have just tweeted, no decision has been made on Alex Ovechkin's future following the 2025-26 season. An email was sent from an individual with the corporate sales department that mistakenly alluded to next year being Ovechkin's final year.
Okay, great.
How about that? An email from an individual with corporate sales department is putting something out there about Ovechkin? What?
This is like, Paul Nussbaum sending out a tweet that I'm retiring after the show. What is happening here?
I don't know, but it seemed... Well, here's the thing. Andy Lindbergh was not wrong in what he saw at the time because it came from a Capitals
source. I'm not saying Andy Lindbergh was wrong. I'm marveling at the fact that somehow an email from a sales executive. This is like Marty Tuffer breaking news on the Steelers.
This is like Marty sending out an email. Hey, everybody, this might be Alex Ovechkin's final year, so you definitely want to get on board. Call 412-928-9370 and send in all your business.
Right. This is like, who's the other guy back there? Who's the big Pitt fan back there in the sales department? You know the guy.
Brent?
No, the other guy. I forget
Mark
his
Berger?
Name. Yeah, okay. This is like Mark Berger sending out that Mulsey's retiring after the show today and it getting all across the wires. Okay, so Ovechkin, we don't know if it'll be his final season.
That has been refuted now by the Capitals.
Now, for anybody who was driving in their car and pulled over, is now in the office spreading that rumor all across Pittsburgh because of you.
Well, here's the thing. The paper that you read, that you were handed, that's why I wanted to make sure for the listeners that we corrected it so that they didn't, that
Very
gossip
good.
Was not spread. Gossip.
Let me hear Pickett again,
sure.
And then we'll talk about whether this is who you want to hear that from and whether we agree. I think we all agree. And if you don't, 412-928-9370, when you're, if I told you trying to think of an analogy. If I went to a different radio station and you called me a year later, limits,
mm-hmm.
And I told you, yeah, you know, we had a public conversation about it, like on the air, like you called me from your new show and had me as a guest, and I said, man, this new station, I've really learned how it goes here, how you get to the top, of the ratings,
yes.
From top to bottom. They really know what they're doing here. I don't think you have to stretch far to see the implication is the last place you were at didn't know, right?
Yeah, I would say so. And you could say it's an indirect shot, not naming any names. This is definitely a shot that is being delivered by Kenneth Chan.
I'm extremely grateful for my time in Philly. I think I just, you know, was shown how it's supposed to be done, really, from the top down. So when you get a chance to see what it's supposed to look like and how it should look on a day-to-day basis, not just on Sundays, you know, I think it'll pay dividends for me, you know, in the future.
And he said from the top down. So is he taking a shot at Omar Khan, Andy White? Oh, this sounds
Art,
like a shot
maybe
at everybody.
Art, maybe everybody.
Yeah.
So here's where I land on this, that it isn't the right messenger and that two things can be true. That the Steelers organization is floundering. They haven't come close to winning a playoff game since 2016. They're running in place as they look for Ben's replacement. Nobody thinks of them anymore, ever, ever, as a legit Super Bowl contender. Something is severely wrong. So Pickett is accurate there. The Eagles are doing it right. A lot of other teams are doing it pretty right. The Steelers aren't among them.
No.
So he's right. That's true. And Kenny Pickett's not very good. That's also true. I think he'll get a chance to disprove that this year. Your thoughts, limits, and do you think Kenny Pickett will disprove people?
No, I don't. And I think part of the reason why is I wonder how good that offense really is in Cleveland. Like, I know Kevin Stefanski's won Coach of the Year twice. I think he's a good offensive coach. But I just flat out don't think that Kenny Pickett is an NFL starting quarterback. He's more of a backup. There's no big trait there. You know what's going to happen, though, Joe. This is going to be Austin, the Penn State guy, is hating on the Pitt guy again. And
I actually think that's true. You are hating
it's
on the Pitt
all.
Guy.
It's yeah. not at all.
You want Drew Aller. Emma's
yeah,
laughing.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
you
on.
Want Drew Aller to be the Steelers quarterback. And no
I
matter
do,
what
that,
Kenny Pickett did, you were going to rip him.
Not at all. That does not affect my opinion on Kenny Pickett. I went to about five or six games in the student section with friends of mine from Pitt with buddy passes and watched Kenny Pickett.
Did you wear a Penn State
excited.
Regalia? When
no,
you were,
I was wearing Pitt t-shirts
you?
There.
You should have worn
because
Penn
again,
State
because
stuff
again,
there.
I do like Pitt. I don't dislike Pitt at all. I like Pitt. I support
but you
them.
Love Penn State.
I
so if
for,
you're in the Pitt student section, grow a pair and wear your Penn
no,
State stuff.
I like both, and that's a cardinal sin for some people, but that's just how I feel. If they played against each other in a football game, I would root for Penn State to win.
Yep.
But I do hope that Pitt has success. I'm not this huge anti-Pitt fan that, you know, roots on their downfall and is hoping that every single Pitt player that ever comes out is a failure. No, a lot of people like to misconstrue
it that way. But you understand the
way.
Suspicions when you wear Penn State stuff.
I do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's why I try to make the point that, you know, there's no big bias there. I wish Kenny Pickett succeeded, but
and
he
here's
didn't.
The third
and I'm
thing.
Just saying it the way I saw it.
I hear you. Here's the third thing. Kenny Pickett's right. Kenny Pickett's the wrong messenger, and I'm glad he said it.
Yeah.
How do you like that as a trifecta?
I agree with every syllable and half syllable that you just said.
Fan weather. High of 73 today. Great weather for Malzy to hit the links. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. You had one more clip, I believe, to play limits.
See, there it is, the text line. Austin, you don't get an opinion on Pickett. Next texter, limits, you're not wrong. Pickett isn't good. Next texter, get him, Joe.
Percent chance that Kenny Pickett is a good player for the Browns this season. Let's put it this way, limits. If Mason Rudolph winds up with the job here and Kenny Pickett gets the job in Cleveland, who has the better year? That's a great question, isn't it?
That is a good question.
Do you want to throw anyone else? How about Justin Fields? Why don't we throw him in that pile?
I think ultimately...
Those three this year, who has the best year if they all play a lot?
Justin Fields.
I agree. Who has the second best year?
Mason.
Wrong. Pickett.
You think it's Pickett?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think they'll all be mediocre.
Greg M. texts in, I'm a Pitt fan, and I don't believe Kenny is a starting NFL QB. Matt from Apollo, I side with limits. I cheer for both, but love Penn State.
I side with limits. I love that.
Texter, Joe is 57?
No, slightly older than that.
Yeah. And Texter says, limits, excellent segment with TK. Joe did great. Very informative and interesting.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Compliments, like the guy yesterday insulting me, and then Tony a while ago insulting me. And Pony was right. You didn't defend me on the guy who called in yesterday.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I said that I said that he was out of line and completely.
Yeah, first of all, you didn't vet him properly. You brought him on the air without vetting him
properly. He didn't say anything that he was going to come on here and, you know, try to rip you to shreds and call you what he did.
He didn't call me anything.
Yes, he did. He called it your opinions.
Yeah, my opinions. He insulted.
Yeah.
He didn't insult my integrity. He insulted my intelligence. Do you have that clip?
I think you might be insulting my integrity right now, Joe. Are you insulting my integrity or are you insulting my intelligence? I truly wonder. Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That was a great moment in show history.
It's one of the best ones.
What were we just talking? Oh, the idiot who called yesterday and how you didn't protect me. You didn't have my back and you weren't a good teammate. First of all, you didn't vet him. Secondly, you let him go through and say everything you said without dumping him.
Well, here's
thirdly, it took you like 3 minutes before you said anything in defense of me.
No.
And I think that led to pre-show anger and resentment that you had toward me, and you actually enjoyed when he was insulting
me. Joe, you give me a signal whenever it's time to get rid of, whenever it's time to move on from a caller. And
yes.
I previously, before that, had potted down our caller.
Sometimes you have to make your own decisions.
And you kept saying, is he still there? Is he still there?
Right.
When I had his audio off, but you kept bringing him back.
Don't focus on that. Let's focus on you not defending me. You're supposed to put me on a pedestal.
You brought up multiple, so we're addressing one at a time here, Joe. One at a time, I plotted him down, and you
even Pony pointed that out. They replayed it on the PM show, and he said, listen, Austin doesn't jump to Joe's defense, and your silence meant complicitness.
Mm, and of course, the PM team did not include the part where I said that the guy was out of line and he shouldn't have said that.
Because you said it an hour later, that's why.
Oh, an hour later.
I always defend you when people insult you.
The previous time. Are you sure about that, Malzy? Are you sure about that? That might be a little bit of early onset Malzy disease creeping in for you, Joe. I don't know.
All right, top of the hour. Mm. Is Hathorn coming in?
You pulled a pony in.
What are we doing?
When Malzy says something, you just move on and give a read or something and don't even address it.
What are we doing here?
I went and looked at all the retired numbers in the NFL during the break, and all the Hall of Fame quarterbacks who played a significant amount of time with their teams have their jersey numbers retired. Jim Kelly in Buffalo, Otto Graham in Cleveland, John Elway in Denver, Brett Favre in Green Bay, Peyton Manning and Johnny Unitas in Indianapolis, Len Dawson in Kansas City, Dan Fouts in San Diego with the Chargers, Dan Marino in Miami, Fran Tarkenton in Minnesota.
Did you already say Brady?
Brady in New England.
Eli.
I mean, the Giants have gone crazy. Phil Sims, Y.A. Tittle.
How do the Giants even give away numbers anymore? They've got like 15 retired ones.
Joe Namath in New York.
McNabb's got his number retired.
Yep, by the Eagles.
They're going to retire Foles' before it's all said and done.
Steve Young in Montana in San Francisco, obviously. Warren Moon with the Titans Oilers. So Sammy Baugh with Washington. I mean, if you're in the Hall of Fame,
Sonny Jurgensen.
You had your number retired by the team you played with. And Terry's like the lone exception. And the Steelers can't say anymore it's because they don't retire numbers, because they do. They've done it twice now. So I just don't think it's cool. That's my two cents.
It's obviously personal on the Steelers side, but they never have to kind of answer for that. They can just sit back. And I think, I'm not saying people will give them the benefit of the doubt, but they can just choose silence on this part. And at this point, it's an Art Rooney decision, because, like, I wonder what kind of feelings he had towards Terry as a younger man while that was all happening.
Well, this is not one of those Tomlin things. This would be the owner's decision if that were to happen. Not, you know, this would be one of the rare times where I don't think the head coach would get. Although I say that. And maybe Mike does take some of the things that Terry Bradshaw said personally, and that's why
if Art's the one making the decision, it could be Art has never felt that warm about Terry because of some of the stuff in the past. But We know Art loves Mike. He's fortunate to have Mike as his head coach.
I mean, Tomlin said at a press conference he was always a Hollywood Henderson fan. I mean, he went right at Bradshaw. So I actually take back what I said. Maybe as long as Tomlin's the coach, they won't do something for Bradshaw.
What if it's just because Art says, I know he's trashed Mike and I like Mike? And
could be that
too. Just another. I'm not putting this one on Tomlin because it's Art Rooney's decision, and Art might have a variety of reasons. I still think it makes the Steelers look like a small organization.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.